hate our mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, husbands and wives and children, even our own life. First, a word about this word hate. In Hebrew, the word hate not only means disdain or reject, but it also means to prefer less. We are to prefer mother, father, brothers, sisters, husbands, wives, children, our very selves, less than we prefer God. In a real sense, it's Jesus telling us, you have to prefer the gift, the giver of the gift, more than the gifts. That we are to prefer the giver of the gifts more than the gifts. And God is the one who gives the gifts of mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and husbands and wives. It also makes very clear that God is a real person, that it's a real relationship. This isn't some arbitrary, strange thing that says, hate everything else and love me. It's a real relationship. And this hate, this preferring less, isn't about some sort of emotion, that I'm supposed to have some emotional hatred. Jesus Christ teaches us that nothing is to take priority over God. That's it. And our commitments to Him. It's about living a committed relationship with a living God. And there is a priority of relationships in our lives. The decision we made to follow Jesus Christ, and we have to make that decision, even if we're little babies when it was made for us, at some point, we have to make it our own. That following Jesus cannot be taken half-heartedly. Jesus Christ is not fuzzy-headed about this commitment. He was on his way to the cross when he said this. He was on his way to Jerusalem. And he turns around, sees all these people following him, and in a sense just says, do you have any clue what you are doing? Do you know what you're getting into? Do you know where this is going to end? And are you willing to follow me all the way to the cross where I will suffer and die? Once we sense what it really means to be committed to Jesus, then there's a temptation in all of us to become nothing people, I call them. What are nothing people? Well, nothing people, they do not lie. They just neglect to tell the truth. They do not take. They simply cannot bring themselves to give. They do not steal. They are scavengers. They will not rock the boat, but you will never see them pick up an oar. They will not pull you down. They'll simply let you pull them up and let that pull you down. They do not hurt you. They merely will not help you. They do not hate you. They merely cannot love you. They will not burn you. They'll only fiddle while you burn. These are the nothing people, the sins of omission folk, neither good nor bad, and therefore worse. And that is a danger for all of us. Being committed to follow Jesus Christ means resisting this tendency, which is in all of us because of original sin and the effects of original sin, to become these nothing people, neither good nor evil, but having some interior notion that all is well, Because I'm not doing anything. Not doing anything except avoiding the cross of Jesus Christ and following him. Not doing anything except not noticing anyone really, but me and my world. And thinking that I'm still a follower of Jesus Christ, but I've actually never moved anywhere. I just stand right where I'm at, never change anything, because I'm not doing anything. And that's a real danger. We're to be a follower, seeing people and Jesus in those people, and seeing God all around us, and embracing his cross, the struggles that come. Commitment doesn't sit it out or sit through it. Commitment has to be lived and not watched from the sidelines. There's enough on the sidelines. Nothing people don't reject Jesus Christ. Nothing people don't follow Jesus Christ. They do nothing. And Jesus Christ is asking us to be committed followers no matter what the cost. Doing nothing can be very dangerous.